John's is donating their services to the city a little bit because of the lack of revenue from recycling. You know, we can predict, but I don't see that those prices coming back in the near term. You all got an email from, I sent it to you regarding, from Mr. Morrow regarding tagging trash pickup that are in excess weight or oversized. Nate can fill us in on that, but they have been leaving lots of notices, and Nate's been getting the calls. I don't know if any of you got any calls. But that was always a standard term in the contract that, frankly, John's being a good contractor, wanting to keep us happy, went above and beyond on their contract, and now it's costing him a whole lot of money. So with that, they proposed to us weekly recycling. So those of us with 96-gallon can trade that in for 48 and get it picked up every week. And then they're asking us for automated pickup of trash. So with that, Nate, what did I miss?
That's pretty good.
Without notes, too.
Yeah. There are really two things that brought this to the table for us this year. The first is recycling. So 2 years ago, we extended our contract with the city, and we had a proposal then. For us, then, it was more of a, we're going to hopefully gain some efficiency if we put in garbage carts 2 years ago. And the feedback I received from you all was that you were really happy with collection as it is. Last year, we worked hard as a company to shield our communities from the poor recycling markets. And as we start to evaluate our budgets this year, one of the big things that we found is the revenues that we took in as a company from the sale of recyclables, we used considerably to offset labor costs or different things that we do for our communities. And so when we were looking at budgets for next year, we really found that's not even close to an option. And when the mayor says recycling got pretty bad, when we 2 years ago in September, October, when I approached you, the value of recycling was somewhere over $100 a ton, $150 maybe at its peak with premiums and high sides. We had what everyone wanted. Today, it costs more for us to get rid of recycling than it does to take a load of garbage to the landfill. So that's how much of a swing that we've experienced in our industry.
Can you define recycling? Because the price of aluminum has pretty much remained the same. So when
aluminum is tank, and that's the most valuable commodity in our stream.
I was just looking at the price of the other day. It's pretty much straight.
Aluminum can go for as high as a dollar a pound.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was like 78 cents right now, pretty much.
No, it's probably in the 50s. So even something that's been really good historically has tanked. And I don't want to get into the whole debate of China this or is it coming back. The bottom line is I was asked that question at every meeting I went to last year. And the truth is we can say maybe or hopefully, but the bottom line is we just can't stomach that risk anymore. So that's one issue. The other one really is labor. And when we think about labor, we're just talking about our guys being out here. Some of it's injury and a higher chance for work comp claims if they're lifting heavy things. The mayor said that we continue to go above and beyond our contract, which is what we're known for. So if one of our guys comes to your house and you have 100 pounds in a can that's oversized, our guy knows that his responsibility is to knock that over and shovel it in or find a way. We kind of say that to our guys, find a way. Well, now it's hurting us. So the solution then you might think is, okay, let's just put in smaller containers or enforce the weight limit. And I think that's true to an extent. It will help with that a little bit. But the reality is labor, as we know it, has changed. Some of that's in our areas because of Foxconn. It's sucking up every guy that's got a CDL that wants to be an owner-operator, dump truck driver. But some of it is just the workforce is changing. We run 4 garbage trucks in your community every day, 5 days a week. And one of our operators is really good. He's a son of an office staff member. One of them is in his 50s, and he just put in his notice because he can't do it anymore. You know, and the other two are you know, it's an arm truck guy we're pulling over. You know, you're always trying to do something. So we came up with the proposal that we did after a conversation with Clinton and Mayor, and we hope it's something that you'll consider seriously. When we put in the every week recycling in large part because Franklin, by and large, has a lot of young families. And our drivers, people always ask when I talk about our drivers and what they're seeing to quantify that, or we should send out a survey, or we should do this. But I would tell you that the driver that we have picking up the recycling in the city of Franklin delivered the carts, and he's hardly missed a day since he delivered them. So he has been picking up the recycling and knows this city better than the majority of the people in this room and the habits of your residents. And he's constantly been getting out and refilling and refilling and refilling. So he's now one that's leaving notices saying if it doesn't fit, can't take it. So appearance is a big one for the city. We believe that the appearance of the city would greatly improve if you put in garbage carts, a lot more uniformity and standard sizing people are required to use, and it will be very clear. If it fits in there, then you're good to go. Your residents are already buying them is kind of our second thing that we want you to consider. If you drive through and you take the time to actually look at garbage carts like we do when we drive through your community, you're going to see quite a few of them. And I know it because occasionally I hop on a truck and I pick up the trash. Safety is the third big one. We've had one gentleman in our company who was pinned to the back of a rear loader. Racine had it 2 years ago, and it's forced them to change to automated collection. Labor, like I mentioned. And the last one really is success. We want you to feel that you continue to have the best contractor. We believe that's our company, and we kind of always say to our guys, the best chance for success is the same driver, same truck, same routes. They're going to know, and you're not going to have any issues. So that's why we put a proposal forth to you. The last piece, and the whole reason that we get to have this conversation, is that our contract actually has a small clause in it that says we're allowed to ask the city if we need greater than a CPI increase based on such big things such as labor. And that's a big piece for us. We've spent a lot of our money putting in driver incentive programs or making the changes internally that we feel would work, and they're not working. Because when a guy comes and he starts out at our company, he wants to get into an automated truck, and he wants to have a little bit of an easier, more predictable job, and those guys move up and they get those roles. And we want that here for you as well. With that, I'll take any questions.
Nate, thank you for coming tonight. And today was our normal garbage day at North Cape Road is Mondays, but it was today because of the holiday. And I told you this before, we got the same gentleman that does our pickup, and every time the cans are placed nice and neat up the driveway, I mean, I'm not kidding. I mean, it's all the time. And I just want to thank you for that because you run a great company and your staff is excellent. The question I have is this, I'll post this. Once a year, I allow in-laws to come to my house. And then that was a joke. And then, but it generates a lot of trash. Okay? So if that once a year, you have my normal two, and then there's a bigger two bags next to it, do they take those as well, or is it just the cans?
It's part of the reason we got ourselves into the mess that we're in here, is we have two policies, and I shouldn't say it, you know, on a recorded meeting, but essentially we have a contract that protects the city, but it also protects us as a contractor, where we say this is what we're required to do. But we also have our internal and our pride in what we do, even though that's picking up trash, where our guys know you're responsible to get your route done, and getting your route done means having it look better, you know, after you left and before you came, and if that means hopping out a couple of times to take them. You know, the truth is yes. If it becomes a problem, we have systems in place for our guys to give me your address and let me know that there's a problem. And we work to address that, because the majority of the time, if someone has that once a year, it's not the end of the world.
But the direct answer is, if it's not in the can, it won't get picked up.
Well, then that's what I'm looking for.
But there is an
answer. I felt good when you said that answer. But then when the mayor started talking, as normal, I just started feeling bad again.
So, well, you know, again, I prefaced all of this to say, think of both sides of the argument, because your initial reaction may not be the reaction you're going to end up with. For example, I just wrote that down. If it doesn't fit, it's not getting picked up. Now, the answer to that is multiple carts.
Of course.
You know, so you can have multiple carts. The downside of that and or the downside of the carts, period, is may not have room in the garage. So then we have to ask ourselves, do we want to have neighborhoods with garbage cans on the side of their yards or in the front yards?
There are a couple pieces to that, if I may. The first is, a lot of your people have garbage cans already, whether they're the large ones or not. And so those are not a net zero of garage space. So if you have something in there already, the footprint is, what we would deliver is the same as a recycling cart. It's exactly the same. We have smaller
either
options.
Size. Either size.
Yeah, either size. So it's not, we understand that, you know. And the other thing, too, is I would say two other quick things. First is, we've helped over 30 communities transition to fully automated collection. I don't think a single one of them would go back. The second is, and I was doing my homework on this today, the Village of Menomonee Falls, which I would consider in the garbage collection world is a very comparable community to yours. They have landfill rights. They're about 14,000 homes. They currently have waste management, every other week recycling, and weekly manual trash, automated recycling and manual trash. Next year, they're putting in garbage carts. So I think we're not the only ones that are facing this. They're finding a way to make that work. City of Greenfield found a way. Village of Caledonia found a way. I believe that the City of Franklin, with our help, will find a way.
By the way, let me be clear again. I'm not lobbying either way. I just want everybody to understand what the issues are going to be and what the phone calls are going to be that you're going to get. At the end of the day, it's the six of you, probably two, that's going to make this decision, and I will, of course, support whatever decision gets made. I've always been on the other side of this issue, but I'm sitting in the middle this time. So, all going along.
I want to know if this contract will have any changes with reference to the, the businesses. They pay for their own. But the condos seem to be paying, and then they don't get the carts. You know, a resident gets the free carts. The condos pay for their own, and they pay for the service, and then they pay the city fee on top of that per resident. And it just seems to be a lot more involved with the payments.
The condos are a bit of a hodgepodge. Some are included on the municipal contract. Some own their own dumpsters. Some have the same collection style that you have at your house. They would all have the same options, you know, that they could have now. If they want dumpsters, they can keep dumpsters. You know, if they want to stay a part of the municipal program, then they'll have John's. If they want carts, they can have carts. So that's been a decision that they've made. And when we extended 2 years ago, we gave another out clause to them. And I believe that we had one condo say that they wanted out. Every single other one stayed a part of the municipal program.
Well, it seems to me you should be some compensation for the containers if they're going to be leasing or renting containers, because not everyone owns theirs as well. Then there's any compensation on that either. It's, you know, paying out the tax bill plus paying for the containers plus paying for the income. So
that's on us, though. That's our problem, not Nate's. That's our policy.
Well, they have the ability to not charge if they're not going to give them a container.
But if we're not going to pay them. So anyway, you still have the floor.
I think it should be adjusted. It should be looked into, and I'd like to take a look at that.
That would go to trade. That would go to Mr. Moore.
He knows the issue. He probably knows the issue better than I do.
I've been up here and like that, and I know what the issue is, too. And it's a tough one. Anybody else?
Yeah.
Alderman Andrew.
Nate, so this proposal, does this include the cost of the containers?
Yes.
Okay, so there's not going to be an additional one-time surcharge for every...
So we own them and we maintain them. So okay. they break, or your snowplow hits them, or the vast majority...
Our snowplows would never hit a garbage.
if a snowplow from a neighboring community...
So I heard a mayor mention, a smaller container versus the 95-96. So you can have an option of a 46 or 48.
Yeah.
Okay.
When we Tony Lessie's got one.
Oh, okay.
when we transition a community a lot of time from full manual to automated, partial automated, full automated collection, we deliver all 95, 96 gallon carts, and we ask that people try them. In this case, even though you haven't tried them for trash, your people are familiar with the sizes, and so when we're delivering, if there are people that instantly wanted smaller carts, we would accommodate that.
So Nate, how many communities do you pick up for, and how many are on automated versus traditional?
We pick up about 60 communities. We serve about 120,000 homes a week. The city of Franklin being a little bit over 11,000, you are by far our largest manual collection. We have three other communities that are full manual, and I believe in 2020 that may no longer be the case. So,
okay. Thank you.
And we were your first in Waukee County, I believe.
Yes, you were.
You're welcome. Anybody else? There is one bit of information that we want to share, Paul. Were we to take this proposal, next year's budget would be?
We're working through. Staff is working through the costs associated with the proposal, and when the budget's presented in 2 weeks, we will enlighten you as to what our findings were relative to those costs.
And that will be outside of my budget presentation, so just so you know. Okay, anyone else? All right. Thank you, Nate.
Thank you for your time.
And thank you again for the January 30th service. Tremendous. And I appreciate, you guys know, I think I appreciate there was some tip money on that week in the manager.
They appreciate that.
And, oh yeah, the clerk reminds me. Excellent job at St. Martin's Fair, too. Yes. Thank you very much. These guys are quality contractors. I've been through waste management. I've been through,
best ever. Who cares the other ones? Best ever.
Okay, thanks, Nate. G5 is standards and findings for a natural resources special exception for the Conservancy for Healing. Is there a motion?
Move to approve.
A second.
Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I'm sorry. Alderman Wellen?
I just have a question. When do you propose to be starting the construction on the term?
I would say within 45 to 60 days at the latest.
Have you given any consideration? I know that I gave you the inventories.
Yes.
And the inventory showed the really minimal amount of invasive species. So when the contractors come out, can you give some consideration to them, making sure the vehicles are clean?
Yes.
You don't really need to introduce it once you open up the soil.
Yeah. Yeah, on the trails, there'll be just very minimal soil disruption. But I know the garden is different. And so that
just the equipment coming in with that, they don't wash the vehicles off.
Yep.
Before they come in.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, you bet.
Again, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Good to see you. Mike, thank you. Go forth in the garden. Okay, G6 is a resolution for a two-lot certified survey map for Dennis and Sharon Ballastrieri at 6708 and 6727 Alderman Nelson.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. G7 on page 109. It's a resolution accepting a landscape buffer yard easement for the Ballastrieri's at roughly same location. Alderman Nelson.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. G8, hot topic for this evening. Resolution to proceed with action to gain access to the City of Milwaukee Water Works water supply. Mr. Moore.
Thank you.
Okay. I will tell you that the Board of Water Commissioners has been working on this topic for at least 4 to 5 years, and we've met with you a few times, and it brought you up to speed. So, simple summary is that Board of Water Commissioners has evaluated options for beyond 2024. That's when our current contract with Oak Creek expires. And we've considered Racine, we've considered Oak Creek, we've considered Milwaukee. And in those evaluations, it appears that Milwaukee is the best option to provide a sustainable rate and quality water for the indefinite future. So with that, we're going to ask that we consider, I say the Board of Water Commissioners is asking that, that you consider making a motion that would start us on the processes. There's several processes, including asking Milwaukee formally to finalize the contract. We've already started negotiation, have a draft contract in place that we would work to finalize and come back before you. There's also different procedures at the Public Service Commission that we have to get Jesse involved with to make that happen. So this is not something that will happen tomorrow. It will take several years to make the process happen. And with that, I guess I would open up for any questions.
Questions for staff? Hold on a long.
I know we talked about this on the phone, but all the costs have been in closed session, all the road information has been in closed session. So at some point, I think it's important that that becomes public knowledge. I'm hoping we can have that data come together at the appropriate time.
Maybe after a couple of steps, after we start a few steps, maybe I'll come back and have some updates for Common Council to make all that public.
Is there a motion to approve that direction? For a second?
I'll second.
Discussion on that motion? All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G9 is a resolution to sign an easement with American Tower for a little space underneath the tower at where we're at the water building. Your motion to approve.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. G10-137 is an ordinance to amend an annual budget for this year for appropriations for needed assessment. Analysis for the public works facility request by staff is to table. Refer this back to staff. Is there a motion to refer?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. G11, page 139. Resolution for a professional services agreement with Crave. This is related to the other one, so is there a motion to refer to staff?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G12-151 is the monthly financial report. Any highlights, Mr. Rothenberg?
They are included in the report, but I'd be happy to answer
any concerns.
No.
Alderman Lowe.
Clarification on the last one, was related to the water. You said it was a motion referred to staff, but there was an ordinance.
We could have not denied it, but this was to hire a contractor to do the study. And we don't want to do the study until we've got some more work done.
Yeah, the motion was to adopt the ordinance.
And we don't want to do that until we come back to you with a good recommendation. Okay, back on G12. Any questions for the finance officer? Your motion to receive and place on file?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Since Alderman Taylor's not here, I'm going to skip ahead and go to item I, licenses. Who's doing that?
That's dirty cool.
Who's doing licenses?
I will.
Alderman Miller.
Okay, first one on Breaker. We have approved compliance with all municipal codes and requests. Second one, McCann's approved. Third one is hold for appearance. Fourth one, promo hold for appearance. And the rest are all approved.
There a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? If Alderman Taylor yells at me, I know who told him. Item H, vouchers. Is there a motion to approve city vouchers with an ending date of September 1st, 2019, the amount of $2,271,176.39? Payroll dated August 30th, 2019, the amount of $410,457.47 in payments of various payroll deductions, the amount of $402,258.87 plus city matching payments, an estimated payroll of September 13th, estimated $391,000 in payments of the various payroll deductions, estimated $215,000, plus city matching payments and property tax payments with an ending date of August 29th in the amount of $10,176.88.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Gandry.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye. Motion carries, 5 ayes, no noes, 1 absent, no abstentions, or motion adjourned.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.